PLJ, I'm Jim Kerr, 46 degrees in New York. Good morning, it's April 15th. Time for you to file your income tax returns today. According to an article I read in the newspaper, this year, almost half of the people in the United States had not filed their returns by this week. Because it's very confusing, you know. There's no way that you can possibly fill it out properly. It's impossible. If you have the IRS fill it out, I read in the newspaper, if you have the IRS fill it out for you, chances are over 25% that they will do it wrong, too. What a system. 46 degrees in New York, sunshine, seasonable temperatures today, tonight, and tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, tomorrow in the mid-60s, low tonight in the mid-40s. The Alan Foss Leukemia Memorial Foundation will hold its annual flea market on Sunday, April 17th, from 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 at night at Ralph Avenue and Flatlands Avenue in Brooklyn. Admission is 50 cents. And some stars of the day today, including Laura Butterfield of Wyckoff, New Jersey, and Bob Riccardi of Irvington, New Jersey. It's 7 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning.
If you've ever been lured into a new car showroom by the promise of super fantastic gas mileage, you may have known the disappointment of a striptease. But now, there's Datsun's new fully dressed B210 Plus, a truly nifty 50. It's EPA estimated at 50 miles per gallon highway, 37 cities. And although your mileage may vary, you won't be disappointed.
You see, Datsun started with one of their best-dressed models, the B210 hatchback. And they didn't strip it down. They added even more value with nifty extras like a 5-speed stick, plus special stripes, plus steel belted radials. Datsun's nifty new B210 Plus. 50 Highway, 37 City, fully dressed.
Suddenly it's gonna dawn on you. Datsun saves.
Take a test drive soon at your nearby Datsun dealer. Suddenly it'll dawn on you. Datsun saves in all kinds of ways.
Four men in a tank, four fighters in the field. That's brotherhood, goodness knows. An army on a team, we're forward with like one. Thinking fast and living close. Together we can take the rumbles. Together we can take the knocks. But how much longer can we take young Jeff Mulligan socks? We know each other's faults and we treat them like our own. We're family, fair and square. We've got that on the pride to give all we have got. A fact of which we're only too aware. So before we take another rumble, we'll say as nicely as we can. Jeff Mulligan,
if you need to know anything more about the guys, grit, and sheer guts of Army Armor, call 800-243-5614 toll free.
WPLJ, Tony Pig is going to play some great music for you tonight between 6 and 10. So have your radio tuned to 95.5 for New York's best rock, okay? 5 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm Jim Kerr with Elton John.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before.
the sun go down on me. The sun is going up right now, and it's looking good up there in the sky, too. Here's Liz Fulton.
Good morning. It's 8:01 on WPLJ New York. 49 degrees Fahrenheit, 9 degrees Celsius right now. Sunny and seasonable today, tonight, and tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, and tomorrow in the mid-60s. Low tonight falling into the mid-40s, and the outlook for Sunday mostly cloudy with little temperature change. The WPLJ News is brought to you by Macy's, new Action Down Under Shop, 7th Avenue and 34th Street. The International Longshoremen's Association has rejected an undisclosed offer made by the seven shipping companies which are targets of a union strike now in its second day. A longshoreman source says the offer was completely unsatisfactory. The workers struck early yesterday morning over a dispute centering on wages and container cargo handling. The hardest hit are the ports of New York and New Jersey. Some 5,000 dock workers refused to handle cargo from six vessels owned by the target companies. President Carter has scheduled a news conference this morning to release details of his anti-inflation program. The president is expected to tell of plans for voluntary discussions among government, labor, and business officials on wage and price policies. But administration officials say the program won't propose mandatory wage and price controls. The Justice Department's case against one of its own, a former FBI agent, has made for long faces at the Bureau of Investigations. FBI Director Clarence Kelly wrote to the Attorney General yesterday to register his protest against the indictment of John Carney on illegal wiretap and burglary charges. FBI spokesman Charles Monroe reads part of that letter.
Morale of the FBI has been seriously affected by the indictment of Mr. Carney. I feel that the American people need a dedicated, self-assured FBI, and therefore I have asked the Attorney General to review the matter again with the thought of considering the past problems of the FBI in the same light that was afforded the CIA. The thrust of the department's resolution of that matter was based upon the principle that it is not possible to indict an era.
Former New York supervisor John Carney was arraigned at federal court here in New York yesterday. 300 G-men dressed in suits and serious faces applauded him as he climbed the courthouse steps to his arraignment. Carney's accused of illegal bugging and efforts to collar alleged members of the Weather Underground before he retired from the FBI in 1972. The intervention of the State Health Department prevented a strike against 87 metropolitan area nursing homes early today. The state move came less than 3 hours before some 15,000 workers were to walk out and leave 18,000 elderly patients without nursing care. The threatened strike had been called for 6 a.m. today, but shortly before 4 a.m., a state health official announced the agreement. According to Glenn Hoffey, Deputy Health Commissioner for Health Planning, the state stood firm on its refusal to review and raise Medicaid reimbursement fees to give the nursing homes more money. However, he said the state agreed to undertake what he called a management assessment of facilities identified by the Metropolitan Nursing Home Association as being most in need of help. WPLJ News Time, 8:04.
Dress up in David Stevens, Europcraft, La Strada, Metro, PDC, and Cutler. Or dress easy in Levi's, India Garment, Forum, and Ace Smile. From t-shirts to designer suits, we got your style in Macy's Action Down Under Shop. For guys and girls, too.
Come on under.
Action Down Under. Macy's new shop at 7th Avenue and 34th Street.
American Roman Catholic bishops have reported to the Vatican their top priority in the U.S. will be to bring about a change in the culture here. The bishops' report, prepared for the fall International Synod of Bishops meeting, describes the U.S. society as a culture that has been deteriorating through divorce, abortion, increased crime and juvenile delinquency, drug abuse, alcoholism, sexual abuses and deviations, etc. The prelate said the United States has been moving away from at least a semblance of allegiance to and practice of Christian values to the condition of a secularized and even amoral society. A window in the main post office at 120 Middle Street in Bridgeport, Connecticut, will be open until midnight tonight for late last-minute filers of U.S. income tax returns. This word comes from Bridgeport Postmaster William Keller. Midnight tonight is the deadline by which all federal income tax returns must be postmarked. Newark, formerly the most crime-ridden major city in the nation, now ranks 23rd in crime according to FBI statistics for the nation's 57 largest cities. In New York right now, 49 degrees Fahrenheit and 9 degrees Celsius. Sunny and seasonable today, tonight and tomorrow. High today in the low 60s and tomorrow in the mid 60s. Low tonight in the mid 40s, and the outlook for Sunday, mostly cloudy with little temperature change and a chance of a few afternoon or evening showers. I'm Liz Fulton, WPLJ News.
Thank you very much, Liz. I'm Jim Kerr. This is WPLJ. Here's Fleetwood Mac.
Monday morning, you showed the fight. Then you get on down the line, but I don't mind.
Welcome to Friday. It's 8:13 at WPLJ with the Atlanta Rhythm Section. I am so into you, and Fleetwood Mac before that with Monday Morning. 46 degrees in New York City right now. It's going to be a sunny and seasonable Friday, and it will stay that way tonight and tomorrow. High today in the low 60s and tomorrow in the mid 60s. Tonight's low will be in the mid 40s. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy with little temperature change and a chance of a few afternoon or evening showers. Right now it's 46 degrees in New York at WPLJ. Midnight tonight is the deadline for filing your income tax returns. However, you are granted an automatic extension by the United States government by filling out a form that you can get from the Internal Revenue Service and mailing that in instead of your income tax return today, if you so choose. Transit Authority subway trains and commuter railroads are on time. On the West Side Highway southbound, traffic is extremely heavy at 57th Street this morning. Passengers are advised to get off at 96th or 79th Streets. Route 3 to the Lincoln Tunnel tied up. Also, traffic very heavy on Routes 1 and 9 to the Holland Tunnel, the LIE to Elmhurst, the Van Wyck to Kew Gardens, and the upper BQE to Humboldt Street is tied up right now, too. Some of our early morning friends, people who listen to us here in the morning at WPLJ, are doing something very worthwhile today. Over at Fordham University, there's a marathon for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. That's up in the Bronx. And our friends Bob Antonsanio, Paula Guarino, and Jim McGowan and Laura are dancing for Muscular Dystrophy this morning. And the volleyball marathon features our early morning friends Bob Nugent, Joe Stroll, Vic Meshi, and Carla Marino. So we congratulate them for doing something on behalf of us all this morning. It's 8:15. I'm glad you're with us. Got some good music coming up for you in just a couple of minutes.
You've seen the Jabberwocky.
Well, I was sitting having my hair done and talking to Madge Binns, you know, the one who was in the Navy, and suddenly there was a frightful roar, and a huge, far-breathing monster broke into the salon and ate her. Mind you, she did tell me before she went that Ken and Rita Morton have split up again. Oh, yes, I always said Rita was no better than...
Jabberwocky.
See it before it sees you.
Jabberwocky, now. Rated PG. Cinema One.